Here's an approach to prevent deer from eating your tree seedlings. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Use wood with little value to surround the area with a slash wall as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
This year, you can attend Commodity Classic without leaving your farm because it's being delivered digitally and direct to your farm March 2nd through 5th. Outstanding education, top-notch speakers, and the latest innovation and technology, all on your computer, tablet, or smartphone. Register at CommodityClassic.com. And thanks to our agribusiness sponsors, the first 5,000 farmers who register will have their $20 registration fee covered. The 2021 Special Edition of Commodity Classic, March 2nd through 5th. Discover more at CommodityClassic.com.
Finally, an easier way to get commodity price updates. Successful Farming Live is an easy-to-use tool that you can use to search Chicago Board of Trade and local cash prices, all by using your voice. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live. Visit agriculture.com/smart for more information. From corn to cattle, hogs to soy, getting commodity prices has never been easier. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live.
Anyone who tries to regenerate valuable tree species on their woodland faces two challenges: competing vegetation and deer that enjoy young tree seedlings as a tasty treat. Cornell University's Cooperative Extension Service developed a novel approach known as slash walls to prevent deer from getting access to the seedlings. Peter Smallage is an extension forester at Cornell. He says the concept is basically circling the area to be protected with a wall made of big brush piles.
The wall is built from slash and tops and low-grade wood that is at or near the perimeter. You're not moving slash from across the site. Most of it comes from within 75 to 100 feet of the wall. We integrated this with cutting or brushing all of the understory vegetation, so that's how we managed the interfering vegetation issue.
The wall is built about 10 to 20 feet wide by 10 feet tall. Access gates are put in so vehicles and humans can get inside the perimeter. Many mammal species, except for deer, have been seen on trail cameras going up and over the slash wall. Birds are also hanging out, so he says there is no evidence of a negative impact on wildlife. Another plus, there's very little maintenance once the wall is complete.
We've spent very little time, probably a total in 4 years of 2 weeks of maintenance. So 10 days total out of 4 years. Walls will slump. They slump at about 30% after 3 years. It varies if you're using pine versus hardwood. So on average, about 8 to 10% of height slump per year.
Learn more about slash walls at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.